Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome in. Hope you had a wonderful Easter weekend. To all who celebrate and to all who don't celebrate, hopefully it was just a lovely spring weekend in March that you could enjoy going outside with a nice breeze and not too cold, not too hot. Hopefully that's the sweet spot you're in right now as we move through the beginnings of spring. And we will talk about it here because we talk about all the things that are relevant here on the show that we believe is Augustine's favorite podcast, Name That News. I am your host, Mark Menard, alongside my co-host, Zach Clark. And look, I'm down in the South. I am in New Orleans. It is much milder here climate-wise right now than it is probably from my co-host in Motown. Zach, has it been a lovely spring so far?
And we're in short sleeves right now, baby, though I will say it snowed a few days ago, so who knows?
Hey, you know what? We're getting that ping pong weather down here as well. It was a little chilly, a little brisk a couple of days, but also it kind of warms up into the 70s in the afternoon where it's really nice. Just like you guys get the frigid temperatures in the wintertime, we're heading towards our sweltering season in the summertime. So we got to both enjoy this sweet spot while we can.
And Mark, as we begin things, I will start this week. We are going all the way to the West. This comes from KNX in Los Angeles.
The latest Mile High drama.
Neither her or any other woman's have ever tried to take over a plane. They're not weapons of war.
Party, Mark, what are not weapons of war? Is it A, breasts? Is it B, purses? Or is it C, hair extensions?
So the obvious answer is that none of these are weapons of war, but what would they be talking about in this particular report?
Yeah, it's like college, right? I need the best answer, not the right answer, the best answer.
So purses can be swung around, they can be flung. Purses can be weapons. So I'm going to throw out purses. Extensions, I guess if they're long enough, they could be whipped around, but I have a hard time thinking of someone using their breasts as a weapon. They're tethered to the body. They don't have that much range of movement to get a good smack. I don't know. This is a really weird question, but I'm going to go with my gut and say that it's something just above the gut, which is breasts.
Mark, you are correct. The answer is breasts. That was the word I had to bleep out three times in that sentence. The issue was a woman was denied access to an airplane for not wearing a bra. And so the argument was, why does that matter? These things aren't dangerous.
I guess someone got offended. And these days, lots of people get offended by all sorts of things. And possibly another thing to offend people in this next question coming to us from WWL in my home city of New Orleans.
Well, folks, you may have thought Easter is Easter. You also may have thought that Easter eggs are Easter eggs. Well, not so fast. Over in the UK, there's a candy store there. It's an independent store, but they sell Cadbury chocolates. Well, this store decided that in order to avoid upsetting folks of different faiths, that they thought it was a better idea to call these eggs. Well, that didn't go so well.
So what did this candy store in the UK decide to try and rename Easter eggs? We just got past Easter weekend. Very relevant topic this week. What did they try to rename them? Was it A, friendship eggs? Was it B, gesture eggs? Or was it C, rabbit eggs?
You know, Mark, I'm all for doing our best to not offend other people, but sometimes I think we may have just gone too far. I will eat anything. I don't care what it's called. You could call it your mom blows, and I'd be like, I'll take two of them. If it tastes good, who cares, right? That aside, love you, Mom. Rabbit eggs, odd, right? Because, you know, they're not reptiles. The other two are similar, like friendship and gesture. It's like, I hate all of these because they're Easter eggs. I think I hate friendship eggs the most, so I'm going to say A, friendship eggs.
It was not friendship eggs. You do have to remember this is Britain we're talking about. There's going to be a little British flavor to it. It is gesture eggs. They called them gesture eggs, which I think is one of the worst possible rebrands, even if you are trying to get away from the religious undertones and the Easter sentiment and all that. I feel like you could do so much better than gesture eggs. That's not even easy to say. It's not fun to say. It's hard to say.
Yeah, and I mean, what kind of gesture is it? I mean, it could be giving you the finger right now. That's a gesture, right? We don't like that. We don't like that, do we?
Exactly. That could very well be. Maybe they were trying to hit all possible consumers by saying, you don't have to just buy these for the people you like. You can buy them for the people you dislike. Here's some chocolate eggs because I hate you. I don't know how that works in your mind, but look, businessmen are going to business, and they're going to try to get as many sales as they can. Apparently, this one fell a little flat, though.
All right, Mark, we're going to come back from across the pond, and we're going to stay in my neck of the woods. This comes from WWJ in Detroit.
U of M researcher Kira Burdett found couples where both partners tend to live longer. But the study says while there might be good for your marriage, it is not necessarily good for your health.
Alrighty, Mark, what is it that these couples are doing together that helps them live longer? Is it A, smoking weed, B, consuming alcohol, or C, microdosing mushrooms?
Three options here that give us various versions of inebriation. I would say that of the three, I can't say that I have any experience personally with the microdosing of the mushrooms.
No ayahuasca like Aaron Rodgers? No?
No, peyote in the past for Mr. Menard here. So I can't speak on that personally. I can say that when it comes to drinking alcohol, two people drinking alcohol together can go one of two ways. It can either go to a very happy place or it can go to a very contentious place. I don't think it's that. As I said, I don't have any experience with the mushrooms per se. I will say that generally, people end up in a very positive place mentally when they've smoked weed. So I'm going to say smoking weed.
You know, Mark, if I was asked that question, that's what I would have said too. But it's actually drinking alcohol, which is why I thought this
really
was so interesting. Yes. I think what the study gets at is if you drink and your partner doesn't, that tends to not really work at all. You talked about the 50-50 thing. The research shows that it's not 50-50 if one's drinking and one's not. But as the study said, nobody's telling you to do that. It's not good for you. It just tends to lead to that outcome.
We always learn something new on this show, even if we try not to. Isn't that correct?
Hell yeah.
We're back to me, and we're going to go up to our first trip of the day to the Windy City in Chicago. That's a little bit of a spoiler. We got some more coming from them. But WBBM apparently on fire this week with the content for Name That News. And we're going to start with this one, a little bit of a traffic congestion.
State police say just after 3:30 in the afternoon, troopers were called to I-80 eastbound at Chepley for a report of a in the roadway. Troop 3 says the driver told authorities the fell out of the trailer.
So what was in the road? Is it A, a king-size bed? Is it B, a baby grand piano? Or was it C, a horse?
These are a nice set of options here because they're all things you could put in a trailer, but having each one of them fall out would result in different things, right? Like, you lose a mattress. I mean, that sucks, but you may even be able to recover it. It is soft, right? You drop a grand piano. Those things are so expensive. Even a baby grand piano, they're very expensive. Horses are alive. So forget about the price. That's a living, breathing animal, right? You know, here in Detroit, seeing mattresses on the side of the freeway is not all that uncommon. So I'm going to throw that one out because I think that probably happens everywhere. I don't think we're special in that way. I'm going to say it's a baby grand piano.
It was actually not a piano. It was a horse. A horse kicked open the trailer and fell out of the trailer. And look, I would not be giving you this story if something bad happened to the horse. The horse was fine. We'll get that out of the way right now. But the horse was in the road, and it had to be gotten off the road and back onto the trailer. But it caused a bit of a traffic snarl because there was a horse in the road. And horses are large animals that you can't just drive past easily.
No, and I love the escape artist element of it, too. What a story.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So that brings us to the point in the show that we call the cliffhanger question of the week. A question just like all the other questions, except we don't give you the immediate gratification. We don't give you the instant payoff. You have to wait 7 days until we drop another one of these fantastic episodes that Odyssey loves so much. We give you the answer then. So before we get to this week's cliffhanger question of the week, we have to refresh your memory of last week's cliffhanger question of the week and finally give you that answer that you've been craving for the last 7 days. So Zach, remind us what we were talking about a week ago.
That's right, Mark. I had this one. It came to us nationally from CBS Radio, heard on Odyssey stations across the country. Take a listen.
Several days after transplanting a kidney from a genetically into a human body, Dr. Tetsuo Kawai proclaimed nothing less than this.
It was truly the most beautiful kidney I have ever seen.
Alrighty, Mark, from what animal did this person receive a kidney? Was it A, a monkey? Was it B, a rat? Or was it C, a pig?
So I've been thinking about this all week, and I know that we talked about this. You can grow things on rats. But I feel like a human-sized kidney is a big ask for a small rat. Maybe, but I still think that's a lot. Monkeys are more close to us size-wise, so a monkey kidney might be a decent size match. And I know that they use pig organs a lot when they need something for humans. I'm weighing both 50-50 in my hands here, and I'm just going to go with pig because I could go for some bacon right now.
You know, Mark, it seems as if they don't use monkeys as much as I think they would, because we're like very similar when it comes to our makeup. You're right. The answer is C, pig. And this is a big deal because the list of those in need of a donor is very long in America. They're having a hard time getting people to donate organs, and this would be a big deal. And I wondered, Mark, if I'd given you a bit of a clue here. I marked the clip Twilight Zone, and one of my favorite old school Twilight Zones is when they're having the surgery and the guy wakes up and he says, did you fix it? And they're like, oh, I don't know. They look up and everybody else is a pig and he's a human, and they're horrified.
Yes, that's a good one. And you know what? I didn't catch that. A quick little Easter egg that I didn't catch. So sorry, I didn't catch that one. Thank you for explaining it to me. I appreciate the deep dive. So now We're going to go back to Chicago, just like I said we would, with some interesting therapy that's very soft. Cuddly.
I love it so much.
10-year-old Emma says she's having a blast hanging out with in Lakeview.
The they're really soft and it just makes you want to squish them, but you can't.
Emma is one of several visitors at Cuddle. It provides a therapeutic space for visitors to de-stress and relax.
So what is available for therapeutic cuddling? Is it A, bunnies? Is it B, kittens? Is it C, baby raccoons?
All right, Mark, obviously I won't answer this now, but we can run through them quickly. You know, here's the thing that people I don't think realize about bunnies if they've never been close to one. They're very cute and they are very soft. They also smell atrocious. Bunnies smell so badly. I grew up in the country. People have like ducks and bunnies and they don't smell good. They don't smell good. Kittens, you know, I watched this show called Lock Up on MSNBC or CNBC or whatever it was, right? It's about a prison, and they had prisoners keep kittens. And so I thought, okay, maybe it's that one. And the raccoons, you know, I think raccoons are cuter than people give them credit for being, but they can be rabid, feral, and they have pretty sharp claws and are not well-behaved. So this is a tough one.
I had a pet rabbit in high school, so I know what you mean. We only had one and kept it fairly clean, but yeah, it's not the best smelling of all the pets you could have.
All I'm saying is they don't look like they'd smell, and they do. That's all. It's not, you know, you can keep them cleaner, but like, I'm talking about like friends of mine that had rabbits outside, and it just, ugh.
Yeah, and look, nobody wants to be around the friend
who
looks nice but smells bad, right?
That's it. You got it.
I've always been of the mindset that it's better for me to smell good and look terrible, and that's how I go about my everyday life.
I couldn't agree more.
So look, this show always smells fresh, so come on back. For the next one, you can hear more fantastic clips that we cull for you from a week's worth of news. But until then, special thanks to Brian Fisher, who helps put the show together. Special thanks to you for joining us. If you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button. Bookmark us on your browser. Set a reminder on your calendar. We're here every single week with a fresh-smelling episode of Name That News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.